Recipes. This month's recipes come from members of the National Federation of the Blind of West Virginia. Easy for Monday Evening Chicken by Marcus Soulsby. Marcus Soulsby is the treasurer of the National Federation of the Blind of West Virginia. He is also the affiliate's pre-authorized Check PAC plan chairman and youth coordinator. Marcus is a computer programmer for the West Virginia Department of Environmental Protection. Ingredients: 1 1/2 to 2 pounds skinless, boneless chicken breasts, 1 can Campbell's condensed cream of mushroom soup, 1 8-ounce container sour cream, 1 package Lipton onion soup mix, 2 teaspoons Mrs. Dash's chicken seasoning, 1 tablespoon ground black pepper, 1 quarter cup milk. Method: preheat oven to 350 degrees. In a medium bowl, combine sour cream, soup, and milk. Mix until thoroughly blended, about 5 minutes by hand. Stir in about half of the onion soup mix, and then add the black pepper and Mrs. Dash's chicken seasoning. Thoroughly mix. Add the remaining onion soup, mix, and stir. Place chicken pieces in a small or medium casserole dish. Spoon mixture over the chicken, cover with foil, and bake for 1 hour or until the chicken is done. Sweet and Sour Ribs by Sandy Kane. There's a photo on the page, the caption, Sandy Kane. Sandy Kane is the secretary of the Harrison County chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of West Virginia. She works at a local daycare center and enjoys crocheting and other crafts. Ingredients: 4 to 5 country-style ribs, 2 apples, any variety will do, 3/4 cup brown sugar, 2 cans sauerkraut. Method: place the country-style ribs in a slow cooker. Thinly slice the 2 apples and cover the ribs with them. Sprinkle the brown sugar over the apples and pour the 2 cans of sauerkraut over the brown sugar. Place the lid on the slow cooker and cook on low for 8 hours or on medium for 6 hours. Use a fork to test the ribs for doneness. If preparing this dish in an oven, bake the ribs in a covered casserole, prepared as above, at 350 degrees for about an hour. Easy Beef Stroganoff by Mary Fish. Mary Fish is president of the Sightless Workers Guild of Wheeling, West Virginia, and she serves as its representative on the National Federation of the Blind of West Virginia Board of Directors. Until her retirement, Mary and her husband owned and operated Fish Furniture in Moundsville. Ingredients: 2 pounds round steak, butter, garlic powder, 2 cans condensed cream of mushroom soup, undiluted, 1 8-ounce container sour cream. Method: trim off all fat and cut steak into small pieces. Brown in butter and garlic powder. Drain all juices and discard them. Mix the cream of mushroom soup and sour cream. Place the sautéed beef in this mixture and stir well. Transfer beef and sauce to an oven-proof dish. Cover and bake for 3 hours at 300 degrees. Serve over rice or noodles. This makes 4 servings. If you like more mushrooms in your stroganoff, you can slice and sauté them before combining with the beef mixture, but be sure to drain them well before adding. Easy Baked Steak by Sherry Koch. Sherry Koch is second vice president of the West Virginia affiliate and president of its Kanawha Valley chapter. She is also the program supervisor of blind and visually impaired services of the West Virginia Division of Rehabilitation Services. Ingredients: 3 pounds cubed steak, 3 cans Campbell's condensed cream of mushroom soup, 2 cans Campbell's condensed golden mushroom soup, 1/2 cup sour cream, peanut oil, 2 cups flour, 1 tablespoon garlic powder, salt and pepper to taste. Method: preheat oven to 350 degrees. Combine soups and sour cream and set this mixture aside. Combine flour, salt, pepper, and garlic. Thoroughly coat meat cubes with the flour mixture and pound the pieces until the flour adheres. Brown the coated meat in peanut oil. In a large casserole dish, layer browned meat and soup mixture, ending with soup on top. Bake uncovered for 45 minutes. West Virginia Fresh Apple Cake by Barbara Olive. Barbara Olive is treasurer of the Kanawha Valley chapter. She owns 2 puppies and she enjoys quilting and other crafts. Ingredients: 1 1/2 cups Wesson oil, 2 cups sugar, 3 eggs, beaten, 3 cups all-purpose flour, 3 cups West Virginia apples, diced. One presumes that, in the absence of apples from the Mountaineer State, those from any other state will suffice in a pinch. 1 cup black walnuts, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon baking soda, 2 teaspoons cinnamon. Method: beat together oil and sugar. Add beaten eggs, then remaining ingredients, just until the flour mixture is incorporated. Bake in an oblong cake pan at 325 degrees for 45 minutes. Date Nut Cookies with Caramel Icing by Joyce Porter. Joyce Porter is the corresponding secretary of the Huntington Area Chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of West Virginia. She says that these cookies were a big hit with her coworkers last Christmas. Ingredients: 1 cup brown sugar, firmly packed, 1/2 cup butter, softened, 1 egg, 1 cup sour cream, 2 cups flour, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon vanilla, 1/2 cup dates, chopped, 1/2 cup pecans, chopped, 1/2 teaspoon baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon baking soda. Method: add baking soda to the sour cream, combine other ingredients, and mix well. Drop by tablespoonfuls onto a cookie sheet. Bake at 325 degrees for 10 to 12 minutes. Perfect caramel icing. Ingredients: 3/4 cup brown sugar, packed, 1/3 cup melted butter, 1/4 cup carnation evaporated milk, 1 cup, possibly a bit more, confectioner's sugar. Method: combine evaporated milk, butter, and brown sugar. Cook over medium heat, stirring only at the beginning to mix. Let this mixture boil for 1 minute. Remove from heat and beat in a little over a cup of confectioner's sugar. Spread the icing on cooled cookies.